Penguin Random House Audio presents The Breaker by Nick Petrie. Read for you by Stephen Mendel. For all those who strive to make new things. The future has arrived. It's just not evenly distributed yet. William Gibson. 1. Peter. The flatbed Toyota was too big for tight city parking, so Peter and Lewis left it behind a gas station and walked up St. Paul and across the river toward the Milwaukee Public Market 4 blocks away. It was lunchtime on a blue sky October day, and they were dirty and cheerful from a morning of demolition on a property Lewis owned in the city. Peter Ash was tall and bony in a faded gray t-shirt and double front work pants torn at the knees, a blue hooded sweatshirt slung over one shoulder. He hadn't cut his hair since a large animal veterinarian had shaved his head the year before, and it now hung in a dark surfer's shag streaked with premature gray. He didn't like dealing with all that hair, but it changed the shape of his face, which was helpful. Most of the pictures they had of him were from his old Marine Corps ID, with the classic jarhead cut that revealed the shape of the skull beneath. June Cassidy liked to tease him by saying he'd be cute with a man bun. He found her seated on the far side of a table outside Collectivo Coffee, across the street from the public market. She sat sideways in her chair, looking in the opposite direction. He tossed the blue sweatshirt onto the table.